Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And stick around because we have special guests today. So it's going to be an amazing show. Thank you.
They're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no? Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM, listening to the Morning After Show. Like I said, we have special guests here today. We have Dr. B from the Adolescents. Hey, how are you?
Hi,
Doctor.
Very well, thank you.
He's going to be performing with his band, the Adolescents, next Friday. This Friday, actually, at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with Edmonton Block Heater and Christopher Ford. So, yeah, it's going to be a really cool show. And we also have the guys from Rhetoric Sultan here, Noah and Spencer. Hey, guys.
Hello.
These guys are going on tour pretty soon. So they're going to play a couple of songs here live on the studio. So yeah, but we're here with Dr. B. He brought his little booklet here from, I guess, from your city. Is it?
No, this is we started handing out a libretto at our concerts because so many people wanted to hear the lyrics.
Okay.
And then when we started handing it out, it got really popular, and now that it's a collector's item, it's worth a lot of money.
Cool. Yeah, you were describing your band as...
We're the only middle-aged punk band that writes about being middle-aged. So our songs reflect our reality, things like Line of Credit, Monthly Sex Night, which is our big hits, Barbecue Time. So we're singing about things we know and which our audience can relate to.
I saw a song about chores in there.
Yeah, King of Chores, that's autobiographical.
Yeah. They're all autobiographical, or?
Well, a Monthly bit? Sex Night, I would not admit to that. but a lot of the other ones, yes, they speak to the experience of men of a certain age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the all-inclusive Mexican vacation,
yes,
too.
That's a great one. It features some Spanish in it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, one cerveza.
I've been on
one of
those vacations. brutal.
Yeah.
Soccer Mom from Outer Space.
Yes, again, autobiographical. Absolutely.
That's so funny. Yeah, so looking forward to the show on Friday. You're going to be handing this booklet?
We're almost out of those, so you have to come early if you want to get one of those. We have another show at Pat's Pub on December 22nd. That'll be the Dad Lessons Christmas special.
Okay.
Where we hope to have an updated version of this with our new seasonal tune called Another Drunken Christmas. And then we should be playing the Cosmic Zoo in mid-January, probably Saturday, January 12th.
Okay, cool. So all the rest of the members, I guess, they're all middle-aged too? Or
yes, actually, curiously, it's hard to believe, but I'm actually the oldest one. Our lead singer, The Robster, he just turned 50. He works in an advertising company, runs a small advertising company. Our bass player, Biff, I'm not sure how old Biff is. He works in sort of contracting and steel. And our drummer, the G-Man, Johnny G, is a teacher, a recently hired teacher. With two little children. But we all have kids. We're all dads. We're all long married and have big mortgages, all of us.
Yeah. Bad backs.
Oh, yeah. Back injury. Another autobiographical song. Yeah.
Cool. I'll listen to one of the songs, no?
Well, if you'd like to. I think the shortest one is Bills to Pay. This is just a off-the-floor demo.
Okay. Let's do that. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Dadolescents. Okay. Trying to play Bills to Pay. It's not letting me. Okay, let's try. Well, I guess it's barbecue time then.
What time is it? It's barbecue time. Pass me the wieners and open the wine. I've got on my apron, I'm sharpening my tines. Cause it's barbecue time. Chicken breast been marinating overnight. Been cleaning the grill since the morning. The propane tank is feeling kinda light, but filling it up is too boring. And the pork kebabs are spicy, though a little underdone. The pina colada's in the blender, but I think I burned the buns. It's barbecue time. We'll drink margaritas with salt, ribs, and lamb. I smoke inhalation, but I'm doing fine. Cause it's barbecue time. The wasp smells the cooking in there, circling around. The dog ran away with a pork chop. The the backyard porch came close to burning down, and I think I just felt a raindrop. But everything tastes better at 40,000 BTUs. Medium rare, oh well done. It's all too tough to chew. It's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. The neighbors are drunk and the children are crying, but we're gonna eat burgers until we go blind, 'cause it's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. And my father-in-law is loaded, but frankly, so am I. After all, what's a bobby if you don't drink the place dry? It's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. Roast me a cow or a bird or a swine. Vegetarians can't call it a crime, 'cause it's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. The lawn started smoking, so the fire department came, and I lost both my eyebrows in the 7 meter flame. Salmonella poisoning has left me pale of cheek, but I've got a new recipe that I'm gonna try next week. It's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. Pass me the wieners and open the wine. I've got on my apron out chopping my tines, 'cause it's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. It's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. We'll drink margaritas with salt rims and lime. I've smoke inhalation, but I'm doing fine, 'cause it's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. It's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. The neighbors are drunk and the children are crying, but we're gonna eat burgers until we go black, 'cause it's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. It's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. Roast up a cow or a bird or a swine. Vegetarians can't call it a crime, 'cause it's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. It's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. It's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue time. Yeah, it is.
So that's barbecue time. I want to listen to Motley Sex Night.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's it.
I've been waiting so long.
What for?
For the kids to be gone.
stayed in bed all day. There was a time when we always left the lights on. There was a time before our sex life went away. Damn girl, you look good tonight. Guess I look okay too. I'll turn all the lights down low till we look 22. Dream our hopeful, happy dreams once we fall asleep. About doing it every night, or maybe once a week.
What's that?
I've been waiting so long.
What for?
For the kids to be gone.
Then what?
Soon as I'm finished this song, it's
so that's Monthly Sex Night with the Adolescents. They're playing this Friday at the British Servicemen Association, 1143 Kings Way. So that should be a pretty fun show, eh?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you guys have a CD or
no? We don't. We just have those demos. We hope to go into the studio before the New Year's or very early in January. We do have some video because a local filmmaker, Roger Larry of Relevision, who's done feature films and documentaries, has been filming us. He'll be coming out to our shows, and he wants to make a movie about us.
Awesome.
So there's already some footage shot, and I was out with Roger on Saturday talking about the project. So fingers crossed, we get the recording studio, we get the movie, and then it's world domination.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. And how do you guys write the songs? Like, you come with a... an idea, all this happened in my life.
Well, yeah, it started with the first few songs. I sort of came up with some of the ideas, like barbecue song. I sort of wrote in the car driving home thinking about barbecuing. Monthly Sex Night, I won't tell you what I was thinking about. and then I would give them to Rob, and he would flesh out the lyrics. But lately, the songs have become more collaborative. Now everyone's pitching in a bit. Our bass players come up with some great riffs. But we always sit around and think about what sort of epitomizes our lifestyles, and it's pretty sad things. Bills and stuff like that, but it's funny.
Cool. Yeah, looking forward for the Adolescents. So we started the show with a band called Spell. That's Prophecy Son and Kristen Ross. The song was Home, and the CD is called Lull. And then we listened to the XX. They have a new CD also called Coexist. And the song was Angels. And then a couple of Adolescent songs. Barbecue Time, or the Barbecue Song, right? And Modly Sex Night. And so we have Rhetoric Salt, and these guys are going on tour. When are you guys leaving?
A week today.
next week?
Next Tuesday we'll be in Seattle.
And then? You're going to do like California?
Yeah, down to San Diego and across to Texas after that, back up through Kansas and Oklahoma and Denver and Salt Lake City.
Cool. How long are you going to be doing the tour?
I think it's like 33 days or something. Should be good.
Should be fun, 30, eh?
30 gigs or so. So
cool.
Busy time.
You have them all lined up already? Or?
Yeah, we have a few days off in between, but it's pretty much... every night we'll be somewhere, so it'll be a lot. It'll be fun.
Cool. You're not afraid of the winter?
A little bit.
Yeah, we're getting new tires today. Maybe.
It should get warmer before it gets colder, I think.
Yep. Cool. So you want to play a song? You want to do What are we going to listen to?
This one's called, it's a new tune called Just Us.
So you guys planning a new CD or?
Yeah, well, hopefully record it early January.
Okay. And
see what happens there.
Cool.
The golden caves, my wet pants straight amongst the slaves.
Cool. So that's Rhetoric Sultan. They're going on tour next week. You going to Seattle first?
Yeah.
They just legalized the recreational.
What's that? Legalized?
I don't know anything about this.
There's something was illegal now there. So. Yeah. And are you going to Colorado too?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Cool. You won't miss home. Cool. So, new CD?
Indeed, yeah. We're excited. We now have a new drummer and a different, another guitarist and new bass player now that was playing the flute. And so we got a bunch of tunes and jams have been really fun. So
cool.
Excited to record that in January.
What's the name of the CD?
Sure.
Yeah,
still bubbling. Cool. We'll be coming out with the new band on the 17th before the tour. The railway in Vancouver. So that'll be like the first show with the new songs and that.
In 17th of
yeah, this Saturday.
Of November? Yeah, okay.
And we actually just recorded some demos on Sunday, so we'll have some of those online sometime before we leave.
Cool.
Probably by the weekend.
And who else is playing on the Saturday?
It's Criminal Caterpillars playing, and Random Dander, and the Ivy League Brawlers. I believe that's the...
Okay, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys are cool.
Indeed.
Yeah, so that's the Saturday at the Railway Club.
Yeah. It'll be cool. Sean, our new drummer, Sean Mitchell, he's also plays with Colonel Caterpillar, so he'll be doing the double night.
Okay. Cool. And this Friday, the Adolescents are playing at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with a band called Edmonton Block Heater, which, let's play a song from them, no? And we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Sizes up denial and buys a drink for greed. Hustles your money, trades you for a bag of seed that you so, so hope for. Hey, mister, hey, mister, can you explain the man? Trust minus honesty. Like a radio in the past, Hollywood spectacle, an enactment of God's wrath. Every show
seemed smooth and none of the creases.
So that's the Edmonton Block Heater. They're playing with the Adolescents this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. It's kind of like New Wave Americana what they play. It's pretty cool. It's pretty, actually, eclectic. They have like some rocking songs, some songs like that, like a little mellow. Oh yeah, really cool band. So the Adolescents, yeah, it's a weird cover there, right?
It's from one of the worst advertisements ever published, I think, in a magazine in the 60s.
No. Oh yeah.
I mean, it's pretty grim.
Yeah, it's like a '60s kind of all-American family with shotguns.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I'm smiling about it. It's very creepy.
Yeah. Cool. So what's the song that people generally dance more?
You know, we get a lot of people dancing. We played a gig on Tuesday before Halloween, a pouring rainy Tuesday, and we got people out and we got them dancing. Awesome. Monthly Sex Night is the crowd pleaser. It seems to, for some strange reason, a good number of people in our audience can relate to that song. then we have some fast songs like Middle-Aged Guys Gone Crazy. Which people really like. We also do a couple of covers. We do a cover of Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, but we quadruple time it, and people like that song. We've got some dancers in there. Yeah.
Cool. Are you all guys are from Vancouver, or where are you?
Yeah, three of us live on the North Shore. One of us, Biff, lives out in Langley. So okay. We're all from Vancouver. Yeah.
Langley.
I've played in other bands. Biff, interestingly, our bass player Biff also plays in a band called Barracuda, which is a Heart tribute band.
Oh yeah.
And he has to wear like a long wig and everything to get through the 70s thing. It's pretty cool.
So he does the could you guys do personifications too when you get like on stage?
When on stage, well, we manifest our inner dads. So I'm Nerd Dad. We have Cool Dad on that's Robster on lead vocals. We have sort of a 50s dad, Biff on bass, and our drummer is sort of Jock Dad. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a cool concept. I like it. Yeah, looking forward for the show on Friday. Let's play a line of credit.
Sure.
Yeah,
let's sure.
Play another song there from these guys. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So the Adolescence Line of Credit, well, that was that song here on 101.9 FM. These guys are playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with the Edmonton Block Heater and Christopher Forth. So yeah, pretty cool. And so let's listen to another Redrick Soltano song. Sure. What are you guys going to perform? These guys are playing this Saturday at the Railway Club.
Jack, you hide in the woods, you get my goods now. chest is weak, but the beat is strong. So long.
Cool. So that's another new one?
Yeah.
What's the name of that one?
That's Lumberjack.
Lumberjack. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, so these guys are playing this Saturday at the Railway Club. And then going on tour to the US. And you were in Europe too, no? Like, did you play shows there in Europe or no?
Sort of. I managed to meet a band in both Ireland and Romania and play a gig with them in those places.
With who?
So it was, but I just got to hop in and jam with them. It was fun. Not any of the other sorts of music.
Cool. So I'm finding a little cold here. Got some. We got the new Sex with Stranger City. We might play that later on. Might have an interview with Marley Damon also today. Later on. But in the meantime, let's play some Quit the City, no?
Yeah.
These guys are just got a new CD. So which one is your favorite Quit the City song?
I like Burn.
Burn, yeah.
That's like five, I think it was. I can't remember.
Okay, let's play Burn. Yeah, that's like my favorite song too. And we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. So that's Population Drops, a pretty cool band from Vancouver. And they're going to be playing the British Ex-Servicemen Association on December 7th with another cool band called Combine the Victorious and The Rain on the Sidewalk. So that's December 7th. It's going to be a really, really cool show that's happening there. These guys have a CD called Enough. It's like an EP, four songs. So the song is Enough. Population Drops. And now we have Marley Damon here on the telephone. She has a band called Dirty Grace. Hey, Marley, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So she's calling all the way from Victoria, BC. And you have a new CD called Snow Into Fire?
That's right.
That right? Cool. How new is it?
It was just released in September.
Okay.
And my band just went on a 3-month tour across Canada. We just got home in Victoria.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great. It was tiring, but...
Cool. So it's a six-song EP?
Yeah.
Cool. And when are you coming back to Vancouver to do some shows?
Well, we actually had a CD release in October at the Railway Club, but we intend to be back there probably in the early spring, around March.
Okay.
We're taking the winter off, but we'll be reconvening around then.
Cool. Are you playing around Victoria?
Yeah, we have our official CD release party coming up on November 21st at Herman's Jazz Club.
Okay, November 21st. And where's that again?
At Herman's Jazz Club.
Okay. And where's that?
It's in Victoria, right downtown on View Street, between Douglas and Blanchard.
Okay. How's the scene there in Victoria? A lot of cool bands playing around, or?
Yeah, it's a very dynamic little scene for the size. There's lots of music appreciators and musicians as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been out of the area for the past year almost, so we're excited to be back.
Cool. And who's the rest of your band members?
There's three of us. We're all vocalists and songwriters.
Uh-huh.
There's Betty Supple, who is a singer, and she plays mandolin, guitar, and beatboxes, and does looping pedal stuff. And then there's Jesse Tom, who sings and does percussion and guitar.
Okay, so it's a trio?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so let's play a song from your CD, no?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song, or what's the song that you like the most?
Well, The Drink is a good one to start with, and then I'd recommend Little Children if you're going to play two.
Okay, well, let's do that. So, again, you're performing in Victoria. The next gig is
November
21st. And, again, the name of the jazz club is?
Herman's Jazz Club.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Well, thank you, Marley, for giving us a call here.
Yeah, thank you so much, Osvaldo.
And if people want to get the EP, where can they go?
The best place right now to go is to our Dirty Grace site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's www.dirtygracemusic.com, and then you just click on our music link, and that will take you to the site where you can actually download our album for free, if you like.
Cool. And yeah. Is this your first album as Dirty Grace?
This is our first album with the band.
Okay. And the band is like a year old or 2 years old? Or?
We've been playing on and off for about 4 years, but this is the first year that we've been serious and have made an album and gone on tour together.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, yeah. Well, let's listen to it.
Okay.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, and this is Dirty Grace. The EP is called Snow Into Fire, and let's listen to The Drink. So thanks, Marley.
Thanks.
Drink doesn't think to speak to me now. What if it? gonna take or I'm no one's gonna pay your bills, but I'll help you. Yes, I will. Told me the drink doesn't think to speak to me about what it is it sees me be. It just swallows down gratefully, blows in the breeze like I'm seized. I don't feel no disease. I live in the twilight, flailing free. If I fall, my dear, be a dear, catch me. No, I'm a catch in the cradle. When you are
when you were born, do you walk straight into your darkness, knowing sin is only the fear of our fullness? Do you play in the soil, deep in your garden, without need to control, possess or harden? Life makes death, death makes life, and sometimes in the deepest of darkness is where you find life makes death, death makes life, and sometimes in the deepest of darkness is where you find the life makes death. Death makes life, and sometimes in the deepest of darkness is where you find the life makes death.
CITR 101.9 FM is pleased to invite you to a birthday party celebrating 75 years of campus and community radio excellence for 30 years on the FM dial and 30 years of Discorder magazine. We've got a lineup of bands and exhibits to celebrate CITR's 75-year history of independent radio and support of local independent music, including Miss Mar and Friends, Culture Shock, Fine Mist, Channels 3 and 4, Karen and Mark, and the new Best Friends and more. Doors open at 8, bands at 9. Tickets for $10 in advance or $12 at the door plus voluntary donation. This party is one part of our alumni weekend, and if you are an alumni, past volunteer, or current member, or are connected to the history of the station, this event is for you. For more details, visit CITR.ca.
Brace yourselves, Vancouver. The heavy metal juggernauts are coming to a venue near you. On the 16th of December, High on Fire will light up the stage for the 2012 tour with featured acts Gohor and Lo Pan and Ancients. They will all hit the stage guns blazing with enough destructive force to make you believe the world is coming to an end. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the venue on Granville Street. Tickets are $20 in advance, and you can get them hot online at Ticketmaster, UnionEvents.com, or at Zulu and Scrape Records. The apocalypse is happening now, people. Let High on Fire's music take us out. Brought to you by Union Events and Periscope.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And yeah, we were talking with Dr. B from the Darolescents. Yeah, pretty fun band, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
He had an appointment of some sort. Some middle-aged thing, I guess. Yeah, no, it's going to be a really cool show this Friday with these guys, the Adolescents, and the Edmonton Block Heater, and Christopher Brown. We had him here in the show a couple of weeks ago. And so you guys want to play another song before we depart?
Yeah.
What are we gonna listen to?
This one's called Playtime.
Playtime. So this Saturday, Roderick Sultan is playing at the Railway Club. It's like the goodbye party for us.
Yeah, like the tour kickoff.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Let's see. Do you want to check your note now? Cool. So what's the name of that song again?
Playtime.
Playtime. Yeah. So that's Roderick Sultan. You're listening to 101.9 FM. It was the morning after show, and we're kind of reaching the end of the show. Cheers, guys. For a happy tour. Yeah, it's going to be like over a month, like going around the USA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just quite excited to see what's going on down there. Mm-hmm. We'll be in Salt Lake City for the proposed apocalypse.
Oh, yeah? For the
morning
of
the apocalypse.
Was it December 21st?
Yeah, 21st.
December 21st we'll be waking
up in Mormontown.
Mormontown?
Yeah, so we'll be
from South Park, so that would be
that's
the
correct
right
religion. So we're going to be saved.
Cool, yeah, that's cool.
So I'll see you in a turn.
We'll have a end of the world party here, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. We were planning to return to Canada afterwards.
Cool.
So let's play a song, I guess. You guys have any shout outs or people around that are listening to the show that you want to say hi? New band members, family members?
Yeah, sorry to my mom for taking over the house this weekend. We recorded a demo there. Well, I'm not really, I'm not sorry that we did it, but I'm sorry that you found out. I didn't clean up in time. Thank you.
Cool. Okay, well, talking about mothers, it's my mother's birthday today. So we're going to put us, even though she's not listening probably, but we'll put us a song for her. And then we'll come back here, 101.9 FM. This is Pineapple. You know this band?
Mm-hmm.
They're really cool.
Yeah.
And this is the birthday song. Okay, thanks guys. This was a morning after show. We'll see you next week. Next is Alex with Mantis Cabinet. Yeah, I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
took 10 tequila shots are on the way. We're going to a land where we can scar the day away. It's a lot more fun to be drunk in Mexico anyway. Do you want to go? Shows our brothers and sisters waiting in the cities of Mexico. We're steady through the nights, but don't drink outside the cups, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m. Let's get up and go.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the morning after show. I don't actually know what that song was, but seemed pretty good. So today I'm tired. I don't know if you ever get those days where you're just really tired because you didn't sleep enough. Well, that's my day. So we've got a relatively more ambient show today to reflect that. But the first track, this is by a non-ambient band. Just thought I'd start it out a little bit upbeat and then bring down the mood. This is Rogue Wave off their 2012 album Permalite. This is Solitary Gun.
Off the train.